はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here, beginning lesson number 160, Office Mistakes.
Uh-oh.
Oh yeah, Natsuko-san, today's conversation is based on a true story. We won't mention any names. We won't mention any company names. But yes, this one is based on a true story, first-hand knowledge.
Should I be in here today? I feel a bit uneasy.
Well, let's bring everyone up to speed. Now, today's conversation is between who, Natsuko-san?
Two office workers.
And how's their relationship?
I think they're colleagues.
Colleagues. Not that close of a relationship because polite Japanese.
Yes.
Okay. One other thing we want to point out here. Today we're going to be looking over using no to nominalize sentences. So in the past, we used no to nominalize verbs.
Yes.
Verb followed by no would nominalize it. But now we're graduating to phrases and sentences and so on. What we'd like you to do here is listen, pay attention for the no, and in particular, no followed by
wo.
Pay attention to that. See what you can pick up. Again, we're going to go through it afterwards. Let's see what you can pick up. All right, here we go.
おはようございます。
上原さん、大変です。社長が切れてます。
どうしたんですか？
昨日、最後の人が電気と電気湯沸かしポットを消すの忘れていました。
でも、よくあることじゃないですか。
それはそうですけど、鍵をかけるのも忘れてました。かなりやばい間違いですよ。
まずい。実は、最後の人は私でした。他の人がいると思って、しまった。どうしよう。もう一度、お願いします。今度は、ゆっくりお願いします。おはようございます。
上原さん、大変です。社長が切れてます。
どうしたんですか？
昨日、最後の人が電気と電気湯沸かしポットを消すのを忘れていました。
でも、よくあることじゃないですか。
それは、そうですけど、鍵をかけるのも忘れてました。かなりやばい間違いですよ。
まずい。実は最後の人は私でした。他の人がいると思って、しまった。どうしよう。
次は、英語が入ります。
おはようございます。
Good morning.
上原さん、大変です。社長が切れてます。
Mr. 上原、this is bad. The boss is really mad.
どうしたんですか？
Oh, what happened?
昨日、最後の人が電気と電気湯沸かしポットを消すの忘れていました。
The last person forgot to turn off the lights and electric hot water pot.
でも、よくあることじゃないですか。
But doesn't that happen all the time?
それはそうですけど、鍵をかけるのも忘れてました。かなりやばい間違いですよ。
That's true, but they forgot to lock the door as well. That's a real problem.
まずい。実は、最後の人は私でした。
Uh-oh. To tell the truth, I was the last person.
他の人がいると思って、しまった。どうしよう。
I thought someone else was still here. I've done it this time. What should I do? 夏子さん、どうでしたか？どうでしたか？
思い出しましたよ。
You remembered?
Yes.
そうですね。仕事してるとか、職場でよくあることですね。
多分よくあることだと思います。でも、鍵はまずいですね。
The key's a problem, a big problem. Definitely agree there. Okay, let's take a look at the vocab first, and then we will get into the conversation. Natsuko-san, first word.
電気。
Electricity, light.
Denki, 電気.
Next we have?
最後.
Last.
最後、最後。
Followed by?
消す。
To erase, to delete, to turn off the power is the second meaning, the one we're talking about here.
消す、消す。
Followed by?
鍵。
Key.
鍵、鍵。
And lastly we have?
間違い。
Mistake.
間違い。
Okay. First line we have.
おはようございます。
Standard greeting, entering the company, and the response is?
上原さん、大変です。
Okay. So, who came to the company first?
The one who responded.
Yes. So, A is strolling into the company. He's having a great morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's not expecting the rage of the boss that the others have experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's nice not to be the first one there.
Yes, right.
Okay, so we tell this by the tone. He's very calm and he doesn't know what's going on. The other person knows what's going on.
Yes.
大変です。Big problem. Followed by?
社長が切れています。
All right. What do we have here? Literally, the boss is...
Cut off.
Cut off. What does it mean?
It means he's mad like crazy.
Flipped out. So maybe kind of you could think about it as like, kireru is cut.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the bounds of reality.
Yeah.
That's how angry he is. He's cut them and beyond it.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of his normal element. He or she is really ticked off.
Yes. And it's kind of casual expression. So you don't usually use it in formal situation.
Yeah. So we figured it fit this situation because I think B experienced what the boss did. So maybe screaming, shouting, kicking things and going wild. But if it was a normal conversation, would maybe this be replaced by?
怒っています。
社長が怒ってます。Or, とても怒ってます。
Mm-hmm.
すごく怒ってます。
Yes.
ものすごく怒ってます。
Well, there are levels.
Yeah, okay.
You can go beyond, on and on.
Excellent point. Okay, next we have?
どうしたんですか?
Huh? What happened?
昨日、最後の人が電気と電気湯沸かしポットを消すのを忘れていました。
Now we're on to...today's grammar point and the focus of today's lesson. Now, first we have yesterday's last person.
Mm-hmm.
The last one who left yesterday.
Yes.
But to get that, we need yesterday, the last person who left the company. Now, Natsuko-san, can you tell us about this first expression right here? It has 昨日 followed by 最後の人. Is that one word or should there be a pause in there? How is that?
He's referring to what happened yesterday.
Okay, so, 昨日 break,
mm-hmm.
followed by?
最後の人
The last person.
Yes.
This is marked by the subject marker.
が
followed by?
電気と
The lights and?
電気湯沸かしポット
Yeah, maybe this should have been a vocab.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have here?
I think
so. Electric hot water pot. Natsuko-san, help us out here.
Is this appliance not very common?In the West?
Yeah, I think the coffee pot is very common in the West. But yeah, this one, maybe, but I haven't been back for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're talking about here is it's used for keeping hot water used for tea or instant noodles. So like almost having almost boiling water
yes.
right there,
mm-hmm.
ready at a push of a button.
Mm-hmm.
This appliance does. Now, maybe everybody out there, all the listeners can let us know, is this a common appliance where you work or where you are?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know.
I want to know.
Okay. So we have all of this. We have the lights and the electric hot water pot. These two things are marked by wo, followed by?
消すの。
The verb 消す, followed by no, followed by?
wo.
Okay. What comes before that no has been nominalized.
Mm-hmm. All the way back to 電気. So it's 電気と電気湯沸かしポットを消す。のを忘れていました。
So, everything from 電気 to the no was being forgot.
Mm-hmm.
By who?
最後の人。
Yeah. So, break it down this way. 最後の人が、that last person. Then jump to the verb. Was forgetting. Then add in from denki all the way through the no. So, the last person was forgetting to turn off the electric hot water pot and lights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I keep saying was forgetting. It's not the past tense.
Yes.
It's the past progressive.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, help us out here.
Because he seems to be still forgetting. No. Because it's almost the same with the present progressive. The progressive form shows the state. So it's more like it was forgotten.
Excellent. Excellent point. Thank you, Natsuko-san. Now let's move on to the next line.
でもよくあることじゃないですか。
But that happens often, right? じゃないですか? And here it's used as a te question. That happens often, right? Followed by?
それはそうですけど。
That's right, but...
鍵をかけるのも忘れてました。
He is inferred.
He doesn't appear. He or she, maybe.
Excellent point, Natsuko-san. He or she is not included. The subject is not included here, but it's inferred. Whether it be he or she, the subject is inferred here. Then we have...
鍵を...
The key...
かける...
鍵をかける is to lock.
Yes.
So, to lock...
の...
Nominalize it.
も...
Also. So, again, he or she, then jump to the verb at the end, was forgetting, then to lock the door, to lock the place. So, again, we have the no, and here we have mo, which takes the place of
wo,
because the same person also forgot another thing. And that's what it's indicating here. This is followed by
かなりやばい間違いですよ.
A pretty bad mistake. Followed by
まずい.
Oh no.
実は最後の人は私でした.
The truth is, the last person was me.Now, that's a translation, but here literally we have the truth is last person, me was. Again, in Japanese, the verb comes at the end. Finally, we have
他の人がいると思って
I thought someone else was here.
しまった
I blew it.
どうしよう
What should I do? Yeah. So, maybe some people can relate to this conversation.
Maybe.
Now,For more about this, nominalizing phrases with no, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There inside the PDF, we have a detailed write-up of everything we covered in today's lesson. You don't want to miss this one because this structure really will help you take your Japanese to the next level.
I also imagine that, you know, some people might have trouble recognizing the sound, no. It might be pretty obscure.
Definitely. A great point.
So repeat it and please get used to it.
Yeah. This is really, really good Japanese. It allows you to talk about, for example, you seeing the actions of another person. Natsuko, I saw you running down the street last night.
昨日の夜、君が走っているのを見たよ。
Yeah. Did you catch that? No wo?
Like that.
So really helps you take the complexity of your sentences to another level.Stop by JapanesePod101.com. Check out the PDF and be sure to stop by Learning Center. Stuff there to bring it all together.
じゃあ、また明日ね。